If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Las Vegas, famous, fabulous playground of the West. A wide-open town that never goes to sleep.
Vegas! Vegas, baby, Vegas!
You're in or you're out. Right now.
My best mate's down in Las Vegas this weekend. I'm told it's incredible.
Vegas, here we go!
Pack your bags and get ready for a different kind of Vegas experience with someone who knows Vegas inside and out. You're listening to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi.
Hello again and welcome to Las Vegas. Today, you'll meet a couple of people who represent the uniqueness of Vegas. First, you know you'll be surrounded in luxury when you visit Las Vegas, but what if you bring your dog? Well, turns out your hound can live a good life as well if they visit the Hydrant Club in downtown Las Vegas. You'll meet the club's owner, Kathy Brooks. Next, do you like Indian food? A lot of us do, but unfortunately can't cook it. Today, you'll discover a place that not only serves wonderful Indian cuisine, but provides classes from an internationally renowned chef and a place to buy the sometimes hard-to-find spices to prepare it. You'll meet Chef Tarun Kapoor of the Urban Turban Restaurant. Finally, a visit with our regulars. First, Pawn Stars art expert Brett Maley of Art Encounter discusses some of the great eccentric artists. Then your Vegas insider, Scott Robin of VitalVegas.com, talks about the big return of Wolfgang Puck to the Las Vegas restaurant scene.
How much is that dog in the window? I do hope that doggy is for sale.
When you think of Las Vegas, you think about being pampered, about luxury, and really kind of the exotic life. Well, if you're a dog and you happen to live in this area, there's a place where you can live that very life. It's called the Hydrant Club, and I'm with Kathy Brooks, the owner and proprietor of the Hydrant Club. It's a fascinating place in downtown Las Vegas. First of all, Kathy, this place is terrific. Whatever gave you the idea to put something together? Because I've seen doggy daycare, but I've seen nothing like this.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And I'll apologize in advance because this dog that I have in my lap right now, he may vocalize just a touch. So I came here to Las Vegas in the summer of 2010. Scratch that. I'll reverse that. I came here in the summer of 2012. It all blurs together. On vacation, actually, at the invitation of Tony Hsieh, the CEO of Zappos. I knew him from my time in the technology industry, which is where I spent a couple of decades prior to my dog life. And I came here on vacation that summer with my eldest and at that time only dog, Truman, and saw that there were scant resources in this downtown neighborhood that was being redeveloped for people who have dogs. And from as simple as a clean, safe place to take your dog off leash and let them run around and play, to buying, you know, higher end proper dog food and treats, to bathing your dog. There were some great veterinarians in the area, but that was pretty much it for resources. And when I asked people, because I ran into a lot of people with dogs, it's an urban environment, so lots of people have canines, and I would ask them, you know, so where do you take your dog? And the answers were shocking but not shocking to me. Because really, within 24 hours of arriving on this vacation, I saw two things very clearly. A, there were a lot of dogs in this very small, relatively small footprint of space. And B, very few of those dogs or their owners had what I would describe as urban dog handling skills, urban etiquette with a canine. Things like, how do you enter and exit an elevator? How do you navigate narrow spaces like hallways, turning hallways in apartment buildings, parking structures and garages, crowded sidewalks, cafes, all of these things that are part of any urban landscape? How do you deal with passing another dog on the sidewalk with a wheelchair or a skateboard going by? And how does your dog deal with those things? And the answer in what I saw a little over 5 years ago was not well, badly, and near catastrophic, in varying shades, depending on, you know, whose path I might cross at any given point in time. And so over the course of the 10 days that I was here on that vacation with Truman, I had a number of conversations literally daily, because I was wandering around down here with a 65-pound large shaggy dog who looks like something out of a Muppet movie. And so he drew lots of attention. People assumed that I lived here as a permanent resident, because I was here with a 65-pound dog. And so I got into a lot of conversations with people, you know, where do you go? What do you do? And what I said before about not being surprised is that people would say, oh, well, I kind of walk him out on the sidewalk. I might get to Red Rock on the weekend, or I take him to Mount Charleston on the weekend if I can, or I drive once a week to this park, or I drive every couple of weeks to that park. And so that level of, or I should say that lack of level of social interaction and engagement was part of the reason the dogs weren't socialized. But it's a double-edged sword. You need to expose your dog to the things that to which they have adverse reactions in order to socialize them to them. But if you don't know how to expose your dog and you don't socialize them properly, what you get is not just more of the same, but an exponential factor of worse. And here's the thing. Humans and dogs don't speak the same language. The fact that we've been living in symbiosis for 15,000 years at this point is nothing short of a minor miracle, actually. And in, I would say, about 80% of the time, our reaction, response, and communication to a dog at any given point in time, trying to get them to not do something, is antithetical to what we're actually, so what we say and what we do is actually telling the dog the exact opposite. And so what we get is a temporary stasis of a bad behavior that just comes back. So I hear a lot of things like, well, my dog comes when I call him most of the time. Sometimes my dog walks well on the leash and sometimes they pull. My dog doesn't always run out the front door. My dog doesn't always jump on people, right? So you get this super inconsistent behavior. And because of the inconsistency, people aren't sure what they're going to get. So they don't take their dog out. And then the dog never gets out. So it becomes this self-fulfilling prophecy of bad behavior. And so over the course of the 10 days that I was here with Truman, all of these conversations every day about what this community could look like, could potentially look like.
You can just see from the atmosphere in here, it's not what people would expect. I think people that come to places where they drop off dogs, they see people that love dogs and animals and so forth, but you see some dogs off on the side unhappy. You smell, it has a certain smell. This has none of that. It seems almost kind of like a doggy paradise. So was that kind of what you envisioned as you were thinking about how to bring these dogs really into the urban 21st century?
Short answer, yes. Longer answer, so one of my complaints and concerns regarding the vast majority of dog facilities, and to be clear, I mean no disrespect nor disregard nor dilution of the importance and the value of any kind of dog facility. You know, there are some dogs that need to be in facilities where they are crated, kenneled, or caged because they don't play nicely with others, because they're not dogs that get along with others, and that's who they are, and that's okay. Not every dog is going to fit in an environment where it is open play, so all sizes are together, all breeds are together, there's no breed restriction, that sort of thing. So it's not for every dog, and that's okay. And so I think of it, you think of it, first of all, in the same way that you might think of education of a child. There's some kids who thrive in a pretty standard old school desks in rows, alphabetized seats, teacher at the front, blackboard, raise your hand. There are kids that thrive in that. There are other kids who thrive in a Montessori environment. There are other kids who need to go to an arts school or a science academy or a mathematical academy. And there's some kids who need to go to military school. Right. And not a single one of those kids is bad, wrong, different, or stupid because they need a certain kind of environment in order to thrive. It is who they are. When you play into who they are, they get to be the best version of themselves. So when I thought about what kind of dog facility did I want to have, I did the way most entrepreneurs solve a problem. What is the problem I have that I want to solve? What is something that I would use for me?
You'll hear more from Kathy Brooks, proprietor of the Hydrant Club, in just a moment. You are listening to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi on the Biz Talk Radio Network.
How much is that dog in the window? I do hope that doggie's for sale.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. That's 866-657-8517.
The action is hot, the atmosphere cool, and the parking is free. The Orleans Hotel and Casino. Over 1,800 rooms, 70 lanes of bowling, an 18-screen movie theater, 8,000-seat arena, fabulous dining, virtual reality, a giant race and sports book, and the biggest stars are in the Orleans showroom. The Orleans Hotel and Casino, 2 blocks west of the Strip, minutes from the airport, with rooms starting at $45. This is how you Vegas. The Orleans Hotel and Casino. Visit OrleansCasino.com.
Do you know anyone suffering from pain? Get pain-relieving thermoskin braces and TEND therapy at little to no cost with private and Medicare insurance. Qualify in minutes with free, convenient home delivery. Call 800-256-1143 right now. 800-256-1143. Use reference code NCR9715. Qualify in minutes with free, convenient home delivery. Call 800-256-1143 right now. Use reference code NCR9715.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist, and you're done. Learn more at trypaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi.
You are listening to Kathy Brooks, whose Hydrant Club, located in downtown Las Vegas, can pamper your pooch on its next visit.
And so when I was in the Bay Area, there was a fellow who I used for the care of my dog Truman when I traveled. I traveled an enormous amount. In my old work, I worked from home when I was home, or I had the kind of work at home where he could come with me, so I didn't need daycare. But out of any 4 weeks of any given month, I was traveling easily half of it. So I needed some place for him to stay that felt like home, looked like home, was a second home for him, a place where he was going to feel that he was with someone all day, because he was with me all the time. So he wasn't used to being in a cage, in a kennel, in a crate, being left alone in a space without a human, sleeping in a room. He could be in a fancy suite in a fancy pet hotel, but he'd still be in a room by himself. And that's not what he was used to. Some dogs don't sleep in the same room as their humans. And that's cool. That's totally cool. Again, I say that with no disrespect or judgment. It just is what it is. And so I found this fellow. It started out because he was in an old Victorian that was adjacent to my apartment building. So I knew him as a neighbor. And he walked away from a corporate career. He was in, you know, I think a travel, American Express travel department. And he one day walked in, looked at his, turned on his computer, turned it off, walked into his boss's office and quit. Like that's kind of the story. He ended up working with a friend who had a pet sitting, dog walking, cat sitting business. He found that he really liked it, didn't really want to do the cat part of it, started his own dog daycare boarding business. He ran it out of his home at first, and he continues to have a home-based business, but he moved to a couple of different places, and each time he moved to a home that was a little bigger, a little more designed for the dogs, and my dogs followed him. My last dog, Archie, who preceded Truman, was his very first client. There were days where I knew I'd be in meetings all day, and in those cases, I would drop Archie off with Ted for the day. And then if I was going out of town, that was where Archie stayed. And that became where Truman stayed. When I have gone back to the Bay Area with all of my dogs, guess where we go? We go to Uncle Ted's house. And he has this home-based business. He doesn't advertise. He doesn't market. He's not on social media. He only takes clients by direct referral of existing clients. And he's been around north of 20 years with a very thriving, beautiful, thriving business. And so what I saw in his business was a great degree of care. These dogs are like his own. He has his own dogs, but the clients are family and friends. And have become family and friends, and the dogs are like his own. And I thought, I want to do that. I wonder if that can be done at a slightly higher scale. Because it's in his home. So there's only so big it can be. There are only so many dogs he can have, and just because he's limited by physical space of a home environment. So how can that happen in a business space. And so that really became my inspiration, if you will, for where I really wanted to go with the business. He remains not only a good friend, but someone who I call when I'm like, oh my God, what am I going to do? So that became my inspiration. And I started thinking about, well, if you're looking at this downtown environment, you know, we don't have a place to bathe our dogs. We don't have a convenience store right here for good high-end dog food and treats. We need daycare. We need boarding. We need a park. And so I put all of these things together. There is no other facility like this anywhere in the United States. There are a number that are very similar. There's one facility in Alpharetta, Georgia, called Wolfbrook. The woman who owns it was someone who was very kind to me as I was preparing to open my business and gave me a lot of her time on the phone to give me some advice and counsel and listen to some of my crazy ideas. In her case, it's a 12 to 14 acre property. It is her property. Her home is on the property. So it's a little bit of a different environment. It's a definitely Alpharetta, Georgia is a lot more rural than this. There are plenty of dog daycares. There are plenty of dog clubs. There are some private dog parks. But there is no place that is a private social club that has these aspects to it. There's some other facilities from other cities that have come here and have added some things to their businesses because of what they saw here. But there is no place, there isn't any place that's exactly like it. And I'm good with that. You know, the number one rule in marketing is if you have no competition, maybe there's not a market for it. And what I'd say is there's plenty of competition in the dog care space. I mean, it's a $63 billion with a B dollar industry. Now, not all of that is daycare and boarding. That is veterinary care. That is pet supplies. It is grooming. It is training. It is all of that. But at the end of the day, there are a number of businesses. If you do a search for dog boarding or dog daycare in the city of Las Vegas, you get a lot of folks. I don't tend to go to events where they have lots of dog care facilities because we're not exactly like them. I had one woman call me and say, when are you going to drop your prices so that they're like everybody else's in town? I said, so besides never, because we don't offer the same kind of service as anyone else in town. Our dog to handler ratio is lower than any other place in town here. We have a maximum of about 15 dogs per handler. And that's, you know, most places are 20 to 25. That's what they'll tell you. And the truth is it's closer to 40 or 50, but they're crating, kenneling, and caging, you know? And so that's how they manage that.
If you have any interest in this, you know, if you live here, you want to bring your dog here. But if you're coming from another area, you should get a hold of Kathy because this is the Rolls Royce of these things. It's incredible. Let me ask you, first of all, how does the place go? There's all these dogs here, right? And it's relatively quiet, and there's no smell, and it just seems like, you know, when you call it a social club, this almost strikes me as those pictures used to have the dogs playing poker. Everybody's just having a good time here, and again, I know part of that, just from what we talked about before we even started the interview, is not just anybody can come here. By anybody, I mean any dog can come here. There's a lot of rules, and for good reason. Why don't you talk a little about that? It's not just an automatic that you'll take any dog that's walking down the street.
Sure. I mean, and the truth is we turn away about a third of the dogs that come for their evaluations. So we are different in a lot of different ways. The first, what I call the membership interview process is on the onerous side. And, you know, we've got an application that you have to fill out on our website first. I mean, we're actually going to be making that application itself a little bit easier just because, you know, we'd rather have people come through the door and ask a lot of the additional questions. But our health requirements are more stringent than any other facility in town. We require the usual stuff, rabies, distemper, parvo, bordetella. Those are kind of the big ones that everyone requires. We also require canine influenza and leptospirosis, we also require that the dog have had a fecal test within the last 6 months, testing for all ova and parasites, including Giardia, and that they provide the actual report from that test showing negative. We require all of those things be delivered to us prior to the dog even walking through our front door. We need to make sure that all of those things are sound. If a dog is missing a vaccine, there's a 5 to 7 day waiting period after the dog gets the shot before they're permitted to enter.
Kathy Brooks, owner of the Hydrant Club in downtown Las Vegas, will be back with final thoughts in just a moment. You're listening to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi on the BizTalk Radio Network.
Touchy goodbye. Touchy, don't cry. That choo-choo train that takes me away from you. No words can tell how sad it makes me. Kiss me, touchy.
And here's today's BRP safety tips. Riding outdoor recreational vehicles can be fun. These safety tips can help make your outdoor experience safe and enjoyable. Enroll in a motorcycle, ATV, snowmobile, or water safety course. Depending on the vehicle, always wear protective gear. Helmets, life jackets, goggles, long sleeve shirts and pants, and gloves will help keep you incident free. Always stick to the correct and legal number of people on your outdoor machine. And now a word from BRP.
It's time for the Yellow Tag sales event at your local BRP dealer, where you can save big on new Can-Am off-road vehicles. Can-Am vehicles were made to perform and make the most out of any challenge. And right now, quality costs less, because you can save up to $2,000 on select Can-Am vehicles. Just stop by your local BRP dealer right now before the Yellow Tag sales event is gone. Offer ends September 30th, 2018. Certain conditions may apply. See dealer for details.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. Call right now. 800-597-9323.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Biz Talk Radio.
Let's return to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi.
You're listening to Kathy Brooks of the Hydrant Club in downtown Las Vegas.
Well, you were talking about not breed specific, but I'd always heard like breeds like, for example, Dalmatians. They were so high strung and so forth. They were, you know, constantly crazed. Is there something even to that? Or is it again, one of those things where each dog is really individual and has its own... set of standards and so forth.
If you have two very smart humans and they have children, the likelihood that the offspring of those two individuals are going to have a certain degree of intelligence is greater than zero. They could also have a child who is dumb as a bag of hammers. So there was a chart of dogs that was made once. It was called The Intelligence of Dogs. And it proposed that there are some breeds that are smarter than others. So we have that the dog is the most man-made species on the planet. There are only a handful of naturally occurring lines of canid in the world. The rest we have made. We have made them by selective breeding over the course of thousands and thousands of years. So in that process, we have teased out various and sundry skills and qualities from behavioral skill sets and temperament to looks. And so when I look at, say, a hunting dog, mm-hmm. or I look at any of the working dog breeds, so German Shepherd, Rottweiler, Doberman, et cetera, when I look at these dogs, they have been made and designed for very specific purposes. The likelihood that they are going to be very high drive, the likelihood that they are going to have a very high prey drive, the likelihood that when they get their teeth on something, that they are going to dismantle it, the likelihood that they are going to tear things apart if they don't get the mental and physical activity they need is as close to 100% as you're going to get. It is why I, as a dog care professional who work with dogs all day long, every day, don't have specific breeds because of the vigilance they take in order to be a really good human for them. The day that I don't do this for a living is the day I'll have a German Shepherd, right? I love them. It's one of my favorite breeds, but I don't have one right now for a very, very good reason. Awesome dogs. They require a lot of attention. You shouldn't maybe have two, but you really should have one. They're great only dogs. They're not necessarily group play dogs. They're not necessarily great in daycare. And again, I'm painting with a very broad brushstroke. Doesn't mean that there hasn't been a German Shepherd that's done well here or in other daycares. But at the end of the day, a dog is a dog is a dog. And pushed to its extreme, put in an uncomfortable situation, or stressed to either end of a behavioral spectrum, a dog will always do what a dog does. It will use its teeth to solve a problem, because that's what they do.
Now that your dog is taken care of, maybe it's time for a bite to eat. Indian food sounds good, but why just have a great meal when you can also learn how to cook it?
When you visit Las Vegas, there's cuisines from all over the world. And what better thing, as people are getting more into cooking at home and so forth, to kind of learn how to cook one of those cuisines. One of the ones that there's a lot of misconceptions about that we'll talk about is Indian food. People love it. They don't know how to cook it. They're kind of afraid of it. But we've got the person for you to talk to, one of the best chefs there is in the Indian cuisine. His name is Chef Tarun Kapoor, and he works for Urban Turban, which is at Las Vegas. Of course, you can get it. We'll give you the address on Paradise Road. Well, Chef, welcome to the show. Wanted to ask you, first of all, don't you think there is kind of a conception? I think a lot of people feel that Indian food's going to be hard to do, or they got spices that you just can't get, that kind of thing.
Well, yes, you're very, very right when you say people don't know about the Indian food. And my whole idea of doing these cooking classes is to make people more aware about what they are eating, what they are getting into, and, you know, they are ready to experiment. You know, I mean, it's not that hard as it sounds. It's pretty easy, and once you get hold of it, you know, you can do wonders.
Well, you know, it is great food. Most people really enjoy it, but the problem is, I guess, because they're just not part of the average, everyday American meal plan, that they just, it's one of these treats that seems far out. So your idea is to show that this is something you can take from here, and you can have this whenever you want it at home. It's really not hard to do necessarily, or, you know, it's all approachable, available.
That's the whole idea, you know, because if you don't know about anything, you perceive it in a very, very different way, you know, which can be good, but yeah, most of the time it's negative for that thing. But once you know about something, you know, you're ready to try it out, you know, and recommend it to others as well. And I guess Indian food is coming out, and more people are willing to try it out. And we've been getting a lot of repeat customers, which is a very, very good sign that, yes, we are, you know, we are moving in the right track. You know, this is what it shows when you get repeat customers.
Yeah.
You're moving in the right track.
Absolutely. And there's a certain advantage in Las Vegas in that if you will get repeat customers and so forth, the competition is so great that says a lot about the restaurant and so forth. And, you know, I was looking at your background. I'd like you to talk a little about that. I mean, you went to a place which they say in India is very prestigious, the Institute of Hotel Management, PUSA. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. What is it?
Yes, you are pronouncing it correctly. It's called the PUSA, New Delhi. The name of the institute is PUSA,
mm-hmm.
and it's in the capital, the New Delhi. And that's the best college for the culinary arts in the all across India. And, you know, I graduated from that school. And after graduating from that school, I had the honor, I should say, to work in one of the prestigious hotel chains. It's like the leading hotel chain of India. It's called the Taj Group of Hotels.
Mm-hmm.
And I worked at their property, their premium property in Delhi. It is the Taj Palace Hotel, New Delhi.
Yeah.
It was one of the largest hotels in Delhi and one of the most premium ones. And we used to do a lot of conference. And it was a very, very busy hotel. The scale of operations was huge. Award-winning restaurants, Michelin star chefs working in those restaurants. It was very, very great, you know. And
yeah.
After that, they posted me to the air catering unit, where I was made in charge of the upper-class kitchen, wherein the food for the upper class, like the business class and the first class for all the airlines, like the Singapore Airlines, the Cathay Pacific. I was the one who started American Airlines in Delhi as well.
So you come from a place where everybody's cooking this cuisine. So obviously to reach some of the awards you've gotten and so forth puts you at the top of the game. So now you come to Las Vegas in a place where there is food from all over the world. But at the same time, maybe there's not a lot of knowledge about it. Is that kind of what gave you the idea of kind of teaching a class? In other words, to let people really know about the cuisine and all, you know, all the things that you learned, to really share that with folks that really are unfamiliar with it.
Sure. You know, when we get when we get people in our restaurant, they might take the suggestion from a waiter and just order anything, have it, like it or dislike it, and then just you know, give their feedback on Yelp and just walk away. But my whole idea is to make an engagement between the guest and the chef who's making the food, you know, because there's a big difference in the knowledge which a chef has,
yeah,
and what a server has, you know. A server has very, very limited knowledge about what he's serving. He has knowledge, I mean, but the knowledge is very, very limited to his scope of work.
Right.
But when you talk to a chef, a person who knows the in and out of that particular food, he makes that food more interesting. You know, this is the feedback which I've got from my previous classes as well. The interaction level between the chef or the cooking class demonstrator and the audience, it's great. You know, people don't really ask questions related to the class, but they clear out their entire doubts, you know.
Yeah.
So it's about the engagement. It's about the interaction, engagement, you know. So people making, basically, it's making people more aware about what they are getting into.
Yeah, well, I like the idea, too, of learning it. People can follow recipes and you can find the things. But someone like yourself can talk about what a little bit more or a little bit less of a particular ingredient means and how you can shift flavors and so forth. I mean, that's where the real art of cooking comes from.
Yes. Recently, I had my spice mixing class at one of the communities in Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. And, the response was overwhelming. And a lot of people from that class, they actually came back to my restaurant. And then not only came back to the restaurant, they enrolled for the cooking class. And then, you know, they became my repeat customers.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Let's talk about what this is. So it's Friday nights from 5:30 to 7:30 at the Urban Turban. You're going to do all the things we've just been talking about and so forth. But what a great deal. For $40, not only do you learn all this stuff, but you get to eat some great food, too. I mean, people must love that, even if they decide, well, you know, I don't want to do this type of cooking. It's just got to be a fun thing to at least understand and get to taste all that great food.
Of course, it is. It's going to be very, very fun. It's going to be very engaging. I'm going to be inviting the audience to come and help me out and, you know, preparing the dishes, doing the mise en place, like the preparation, the cooking, the stirring, you know. So people can always ask their doubts, what their concerns are. Like if I'm cooking a chicken dish, this is what I suggest to my people also. There are two parts of cooking. You know, half is the recipe and half is your creativity.
More in a moment from Chef Tarun Kapoor of Urban Turban. You're listening to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi, coast to coast on the BizTalk Radio Network.
The action is hot, the atmosphere cool, and the parking is free. The Orleans Hotel and Casino, over 1,800 rooms, 70 lanes of bowling, an 18-screen movie theater, 8,000-seat arena, fabulous dining, virtual reality, a giant race and sports book, and the biggest stars are in the Orleans showroom. The Orleans Hotel and Casino, 2 blocks west of the Strip, minutes from the airport, with rooms starting at $45. This is how you Vegas. The Orleans Hotel and Casino. Visit OrleansCasino.com.
When you go to Las Vegas, you have to know what you're going to go see, and there's no better place on the web to go than VitalVegas.com. You hear Scott Robin, our Vegas insider, every week. What are people going to find when they go to your site, Scott?
Everything you need to know about Las Vegas, from shows and restaurants and a lot of inside dirt that you won't hear anywhere else.
And a lot of photos, too, and a lot of snark, right?
That is the case. Yes.
You can't miss it. VitalVegas.com.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
You love your car, and so does CarChecks. We're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and have been helping people avoid spending a fortune in costly car repair bills for almost 20 years. For about $2.50 a day, you get the peace of mind in knowing that your expensive repair bills may be covered by a vehicle protection plan. Think about if your air conditioner or the transmission goes out. That could cost you a few thousand dollars. Or you can get protected with car checks and pay only a standard deductible. For about $2.50 a day, you can make sure you don't get stuck with the bill for covered repairs. Keep your car in tip-top shape. For a completely free quote, call CarChecks now at 800-958-5207, 800-958-5207. That's 800-958-5207. Or visit GetProtected.com. That's GetProtected.com.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to GreatHealthyWater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to GreatHealthyWater.com. That's GreatHealthyWater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Biz Talk Radio.
You're listening to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi.
You are listening to Chef Tarun Kapoor of the acclaimed Las Vegas restaurant, Urban Turban.
I know by now everybody's like drooling. This sounds great. You can also buy, you know, we were talking about that spice blend. You can buy that there, right? Because that's something that you have that at home once you go through these lessons and so forth. You got that with you. You can do this pretty much any time.
Yes, I'm going to be giving out some samples for the spices, which I'm working on. There are some certain spice blends which are very, very common in every Indian household, and I would like to see them in every American household as well. So I'm working on some of those spice blends. They're going to be available on the shelf in my restaurant and also in the retail market very soon. And I'll be handing out some samples as well for all the cooking class attendees so that when they go home, you know, they take a fond memory of the cooking class, and then they have something to experiment with.
You got the
it's
tools.
Not that they have to go to the supermarket looking for all those spices or anything. So basically, I want to make it very, very simple and easy going for all my audience. So they don't have to, with using the ingredients which are commonly available in their every household, with a sample of what I'm going to give them, they're going to dish out an Indian meal.
You know, and finally, it's fun. I mean, people can listen to you, and you've got all that passion and excitement about the food. It's a fun food, and people. I know you do stuff for corporate groups. You know, if they call Girls Night Out or that kind of thing, it's just wonderful for that kind of thing too. And again, it's so affordable. It's really a form of entertainment and a skill learning all at the same time.
Yes, it is. Cooking classes have always been fun. You see the amount of cooking channels which are on air. You know, they are growing day by day. So if you get an opportunity to go and meet and see a chef cooking in front of you in Indian food, which has never happened in Las Vegas. So why not? It's a deal not to be missed out.
Okay, well, let's tell people where it is. It's Urban Turban. It's at 3900 Paradise Road. It's open from 11 to 3 for lunch, 6 to 10 for dinner. And, Chef, if people want, before they head out to Vegas, they want to check you out, where do we go on the social media out there to find out more about what you're cooking and that kind of what's on the menu and that stuff?
Yes, we open, as you mentioned, the timings. And we are available on the social media. All the information is there. We are there on Yelp. And we are very, very active on Facebook, and we keep on updating the recipes. I also post recipe of the week. I also give my cooking tips, you know, the dish of the day. And we are very, very active on Facebook as well, you know. So if anybody wants to look us up, Facebook is the right platform to look us up.
Yeah, it's Urban Turban LV.
UrbanTurbanLV.com, yes.
Yeah, you're doing all sorts of stuff. Hey, Chef, thank you so much for being there. I can't wait to drop by and taste some of this stuff. We'll check back with you in a few months and talk about the response you've gotten from this these great classes.
Sure. Thank you so much.
Time now for another Vegas Art Minute with the art expert from Pawn Stars, Brett Maley of Art Encounter. Today, Brett and I are discussing some of the great eccentric artists we're all familiar with.
Everybody loves somebody sometime. Everybody falls in love somehow.
Do you find that these great artists tended to be kind of peculiar people? I mean, on the one hand, you got a guy like Leonardo da Vinci, who is one of the great geniuses of our world. Do they all have kind of that thing, or does it just vary across the board?
Well, I think it varies, but I think you can definitely look at a lot of the masters throughout history, and in a lot of ways, they're tortured souls. I mean, you look at artists like Jackson Pollock, you look at artists even like Picasso, and they in Van Gogh, you mentioned, he had a lot of issues. And, you know, I think, again, art was an outlet for them. That's why, you know, not to get off subject, I think, you know, we need to have that outlet in schools and, you know, for people that, you know, might have some issues that they don't have a way to vent. Art provides that outlet. And again, you know, a lot of frustrations too on behalf of certain artists is they have the visions in their head and they can't get them out the way they want to see them on the canvas. So, you know, that's where a lot of the turmoil arises, I think.
To meet Brett and his family, just head out to Art Encounter, just minutes from the Strip. Check them out at artencounter.com. You can even get picked up from your hotel by a limousine. And now let's visit with your Vegas insider, Scott Robin of VitalVegas.com. You know, one of the biggest stories in Vegas this summer has been the return of Wolfgang Puck to the Vegas Strip.
Oh, you gotta jump, jiving, then you really gotta jump, jiving.
Is that kind of a big deal? You know, for a while he was a super chef, and now there's so many around here. It doesn't seem particularly special, but I know people are looking forward to it. And Spago goes back to the Beverly Hills last century.
Yeah, I think there's several things going on here. One of them is that the place that the new Spago Bellagio is replacing was a Todd English restaurant called Olive. So Todd English got caught up in the Me Too movement with a little sexual harassment scandal, allegedly. So he was kind of given the boot by MGM Resort. Spago had kind of, it was a groundbreaking restaurant here in town because Wolfgang Puck, a personal acquaintance of mine, not to brag, but we bumped into each other in L.A., and then I worked at Caesars Entertainment for a while. But really nice guy, just very kind of funny and flamboyant and just a great guy. But that restaurant was really taken for granted by the Forum Shops at Caesars. So I think for him, it's kind of a refresh of, you know, new location. Let me get into the Bellagio. Very, you know, great, amazing resort. And I think it's going to be great for the Bellagio, too, because it's a recognizable name. It's a celebrity chef. And the food is just really top-notch. It's always been good, even at the Foreign Shops. But now it'll give them a chance to kind of take a step back on what do we want to bring to Bellagio specifically. Revamp the menu, new location, great view, 2, as far as I can tell. I saw a rendering, and it looks like they're going to be right, you know, kind of looking out on the fountains. That anywhere at the Bellagio is just beautiful because that fountain is 20 feet away. So I think it's great for Bellagio. I think it's great for Wolfgang Puck and that Spago brand. And I don't know what's going into the space at the Forum Shops. There's a great, if you're at the Forum Shops and you're looking for Italian food, go to the Palm Restaurant. There's a little insider tip. They have one of the best chicken parms in Las Vegas. I'm a big fan of chicken parm. I don't think I ever had it at Spago, but it's delicious. So don't pine for Spago too much if you're at the Forum Shops at Caesars. Go across the way to the Palm.
Well, make sure to check out Scott's blog, VitalVegas.com, every day for updates on the ever-changing news of Las Vegas.
Thanks for joining us. Next week, you'll meet one of the pioneers of big stadium and festival entertainment acts coming to Las Vegas. His name is Pat Christensen, and he'll share his vision for Vegas in the next several years. Thanks again for listening. This is Stephen Maggi reminding you, Vegas never sleeps.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.